The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the What's on Your Mind daily conversation on the radio, where we get to find out what is on your mind. Here's the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you just want to leave a comment and let your voice be heard without any interaction with Todd or I, you can always call the What's on Your Mind hotline, which is 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Senator Heidi Heitkamp took to the Senate floor yesterday and kind of scolded her fellow members of the U.S. Senate, saying, now let's be careful with our words around here. Let's be careful in this sandbox. And by the way, we want some credit for this Keystone XL pipeline thing, too. Kind of a motherly little, wag the finger kind of conversation. We have a clip of that for you. We're going to play it and consider it a worthy addition to our Are You Kidding Me Friday on the program today. We have a couple of guests that will join us. Bottom of this hour, Monsignor Jim Shea, president of the University of Mary, on their, I'd call it a game-changing higher education plan yesterday, offering a year-round campus option. So you could get a degree in 2.6 years, an undergraduate degree, and a master's in 4. And what do you forego? Summer. Well, not really. You get like a 3-week break at Christmas and a 3-week break at in the summer. But you go year-round and do it quicker. Then you have less debt, and you get into the workforce quicker. Given that workforce is probably the most important issue in North Dakota, this seems very visionary to me. What do you think? We're going to talk about that. We also have a rescheduled interview. Chris Faulkner was scheduled to join us earlier in the week and didn't happen. So he is the chief executive officer of a company called Breitling Energy Corporation, you may have heard about. He's written a book called The Fracking Truth. We want to talk to him about a fracking ban that just passed in a town in Texas. What the heck's that all about? So anyway, we're going to tackle that today on the program. Some things in the news. As I mentioned, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, disappointed that Republicans are taking credit for the Keystone XL vote that's going to happen in Congress. We'll play a clip on that in a moment. We have new information. Fox News has unearthed what President Obama would lay out in the way of executive orders on immigration. New York Times also reporting that his plan would shield up to 5 million immigrants from deportation. Charles Krauthammer, by the way, kind of a reasonable, not a fire breather, not a bomb thrower on the conservative side, but a conservative thinker and columnist, author. He's called this an impeachable offense. Do you agree? What do you make of that? This school in Maryland, I think, is worthy of an Are You Kidding Me moment. They evidently were petitioned to recognize a Muslim holiday on the school calendar for the first time. This is the largest school district in Maryland, and they just said, no, we're not going to do that, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to take off all these holidays from the calendar. Christmas, Thanksgiving, let's take them all off. Are you kidding me? Happened, ladies and gentlemen. Happened in a Maryland school. So those are a couple of things that have caught our attention on this Are You Kidding Me Friday. We did have an incident involving two trains, a derailment near Castleton late yesterday afternoon. It actually, again, was the cause of here's what happened. There was a train carrying paper and some wood products, I guess, that was eastbound. It derailed, and then a westbound train with some empty rail tanker cars collided because of the previous derailment. No injuries, no fire, and it evidently was a low-speed deal, but certainly one you'll be hearing about in the news today as well. So there you go. A couple of things that have caught our attention. What's caught yours? By the way, Friday means what? Show me the bacon. That's right. That's why you're drooling today, Todd, isn't it? It's an Are You Kidding Me?
And free I bacon never get Friday. This bacon, in case everybody's thinking, oh, I bet Scott and Todd get all the bacon they want. Well, I don't. I don't know about Scott, but.
Free Bacon Friday, ladies and gentlemen. And not just any. First of all, everything's better with Cloverdale bacon. Everything.
Yeah, this is great
and,
bacon.
Here's what we're going to do today. A little different twist. First-time callers are the ones eligible for the bacon. So best call from a first-time caller this hour and next. We're going to put you in the drawing for Free Bacon Friday from Cloverdale Bacon, okay? So it's a little incentive for you to get on the phone and let your voice be heard. All right, play Senator Heitkamp, because I'm curious what our listeners think about this. How do you analyze this? I'm not going to give you my take. I want to play it, and then I want to get your opinion on it, okay? Go ahead and roll that, Chris, and then we'll go to some calls here. From the Senate floor yesterday, Senator Heidi Heitkamp. And by the way, her staff put this out. They wanted all of us to hear this. Can we roll it?
And so I would just respectfully, very respectfully ask that when our colleagues from the other side come to the floor, think about how we can use language that brings us together, that doesn't tell the American public, there they go again. And, you know, here we are again in the sandbox trying to figure out who's going to get credit. You know what? We all get credit. When this place works, we'll all get credit. And more importantly, when this place works, the American public will have their faith in their government restored. And so let's be very careful with language. Let's recognize everyone for the commitment that they've made and that the leadership they've provided. And I have said many times in my home state, Senator Hoeven has led this effort. He talks about it. He has been a champion for the Keystone Pipeline. I hope that I've been a champion, but I certainly have not done the time that he has done on this issue. And so Senator Hoeven deserves an incredible amount of credit. Equally, Mary Landrieu deserves an incredible amount of credit for moving this issue right at this point in time and moving this issue forward. And we who are working on this side to gather the number of votes that we know we're going to need to pass this, that's not easy work. Trust me, that is not easy work, but we're making tremendous progress. We're making tremendous progress. Now, what happens next week? We hope we pass it. And we'll cross the bridge of a presidential veto when we come to it, and if we come to it. But let's not presuppose what people are going to do, and let's not stand here at a time when the American public wants to see us all come together. Let's not stand here and worry about who gets credit. Let's not stand here and, you know, call out people for what you consider past wrongs. Let's move forward on behalf of the American people. And I just wanted to personally say thank you, Senator Landrieu, for your leadership.
Okay, got it. You get the gist of it there. What do you make of that? Let us know. 800-228-0550. Let's get to the phones. David and Temple on an Are You Kidding Me Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Okay. Now, it's been 1 month since the article was published in the Minneapolis paper. I won't say which one. Start to be. And
they only have one, so.
It involved a new discovery, or actually a rediscovery of use for bacon, and that is as a topping on lutefisk. And I haven't heard you guys report it, and this has been a month ago, and I haven't heard one word about it on your program.
How'd we miss that?
Are you kidding me? I'm against lutefisk. Are you kidding me?
Well, I do have something against lutefisk. It's better used for, you know, a caulking than it is for eating.
No, that's talk. If you can't say something nice, isn't that what you told me one time?
Yeah. I did,
by the way, I've been told if it tastes gelatinous, like gelatin, then it's not prepared properly. It should taste flaky. So
you
have that lutefisk. I know I did. So
I didn't know. In the oven is how you do it correctly. And if it's wrapped in Cloverdale bacon, man, can you imagine how
that's
delicious?
That's a new twist. I haven't heard that one. Scott, yeah. How are you?
All right. It would certainly improve it. I'll give you that completely, David. And I wasn't aware it was impossible to offend a food group, but my apologies to...
it's possible to offend lutefisk folks in North Dakota and Minnesota? Come on.
I wasn't offending them. I was going right directly
to
the food.
Be doing this.
Bob Grafton, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Todd. Yeah, say, I don't know about lutefisk, but how about ludicrous? And that's Heidi Heitkamp's comments, man. I am so sick of the double speak, Hippocratic Democrats. That's why I call them the Hippocrat Party. The American people wanted everybody to get along years ago. But, it was unfortunate we couldn't do that because Harry Reid and the Democrats had the Senate locked up. And
all right, I want to know when we come back what's hypocritical in what she said, if you wouldn't mind, Bob. And then we'll get Ed in here and Dave, too, waiting to weigh in on an Are You Kidding Me Friday. Stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great resource to find out more about how the industry is stepping up to meet the challenges from oil and gas growth in North Dakota. I'll also tell you more about the 60,000 jobs, the $30 billion in economic revenue. Check it out. All right? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Back to Bob and Grafton. So you said you thought Senator Heitkamp was hypocritical. So give me your top example of the hypocrisy there, Bob.
Oh, they're all the Democrats, including Heidi and this president, are all hypocritical. You know, where was her comments months ago, years ago? Ever since this Keystone Pipeline issue has come up, they have blocked it. After blocked it and blocked it and blocked it. And now they know it's going to pass after the first of the year when the new representatives take control. Now they know it's going to pass, and so they want to be seen. They want a little bit of the glory, which they've been against it. The president, outlawed drilling for the American government in our Gulf. Every other nation is out there still drilling to this day. And about this president's amnesty, you know, I'm sick and tired of hearing him say, well, when Congress passes a bill and puts it on my desk that I can sign, in other words, code word for what I want, then I'll sign it. You know, it's just ironic and hypocritical that Harry Reid and the Democrats in the Senate have locked the Senate up to where nothing can get passed. There's over 380 bills sitting on Harry Reid's desk that the House has passed, but he won't let them come to the floor. So now the president says, well, you know, as soon as they pass a bill that I can sign, you know, I'll sign it, but I'm tired of waiting on them. Well, the only reason he's waiting on them is because it's his own party that's in the Senate that has it locked up. And I just hope the American people still keep an eye on what's going on, because they have with this last tidal wave of election. And I'm so proud of the American people, you know, and Nancy Pelosi's hypocritical comments. She won't say, you know, hardly anything about this Gruber guy when he was talking about the...
Well, she said something about him. She said she didn't know who he was. And meanwhile, they unearthed, press conference video of her citing him as, an expert on Obamacare. Uh-oh. So she got caught in a lie, too, on that whole deal. Ed Bismarck, you're next. And what's on your mind? Go ahead, Ed.
They're kind of off the topic, but I just wanted to, are you kidding me? The Game and Fish are trying to mess up our deer tags.
Messed up in this new proposal? You don't like the new proposal of one per person?
Not really, no. I'm just an avid rifle hunter, and I'm an avid bull hunter, and I've had preference points to get them local order, and it's just they're going to mess it all up now, so all I have to say,
right,
I guess.
Well, you're not alone. Others have raised that point. Ed, we've been hearing about that. We're going to invite the folks from Game and Fish on to talk about it in detail soon. Appreciate the call. Dave, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Are you there, Dave?
I think you got this. It's James. I think they got the name wrong.
Okay, James on the road. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, from Jamestown. Hey, Scott. I got a kick out of watching the, I don't know if it was on WDAY or Fox, but there was a Mary Landrieu on, and appearing to have stuck to her hip, kind of like a Siamese twin was Heidi Heitkamp. They did a photo op. You know how politicians do photo ops. Our president is really, really good at doing those. But she did that photo op. Do you remember? Did you see that at all?
I did, and this was now. This was who was in the photo op?
It was Mary Landrieu,
announced
in the Keystone Pipeline, along with Heidi Heitkamp.
Okay,
And they were stuck together. It was. I got a kick out of it. I was telling my wife, you got to see this. It's just like the world of politics. Those guys are all a bunch of hypocrites, and they'll make sure that they get... They get on, make the best out of a, situation like that.
Well, let's just honestly analyze this whole, kerfuffle over the, our language matters, and let's be careful about who gives credit. Look, the Keystone XL pipeline has been stopped two places, in the administration and in Harry Reid's Senate. All right, so you have a sea change election. And all of a sudden, they're voting on it now. Mary Landrieu in a runoff election in December. So, of course, she's going to try and say, see, I can do this. And so if we want to fairly assess, why it's not happened, it's President Obama, the State Department, the administration, and the Democratic Senate. So that's changed, at least the control of the Senate. And now it's happening. And now it's like, oh, don't give them credit. My gosh.
Exactly. And I just hope that McConnell and and everybody that we've got in there right now won't backtrack to where they used to be. They got to have start to stick their nose in there, and get some guts on the fiscal responsibility, especially on the short term. If they go long term, vote on the budget, then amnesty is going to be right in there, right?
Yeah, according to what we know so far, and the president's saying he's going to do it before the end of the year. So, because
yeah,
he actually...
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, James. By the way, if you're a first-time caller, James might have been a first-time caller. It's James in Jamestown. I don't remember James in Jamestown calling before. I could have. But if you're a first-time caller, let Sven know when you call, would you? And we'll get you in the running for the free bacon today. Dave in Bismarck wanted to talk about Bob from Grafton. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, am I on?
You are, sir.
Okay. These guys calling in bashing Heitkamp for everything. I mean, come on, you guys. Call a spade a spade. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, or whatever. She's been an advocate for the Keystone Pipeline.
She has.
That's on record, you guys, and yet everybody calls in and bashes. No, I'm not going to bat for her. But you guys are the ones being hypocritical.
Well, I'm trying to remember, what was his example when I asked him for an example of her hypocrisy?
Marilyn Landrieu lady's involved in it, everybody's whatever, because she's in a Senate runoff in state of Louisiana, and that's why this is all flipping news.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys.
Well, I think the whole thing's rather childish. You know, when she's saying let's be careful about our language and let's not act like we're in the sandbox. I mean, really, who's getting credit? You know, I mean, yikes. By the way, she voted against Harry Reid, and I actually think she deserves credit for that because I don't know that it's anything other than a little bit of posturing. But you know what? A lot of other Democrats have voted
for politics, but you can't be so simple about it. I mean, read between the lines. As far as the energy industry in North Dakota, the coal-fired plants and everything there, she's been an advocate for them, too.
Yeah, now, my challenge to Senator Heitkamp would be more than an advocate, get some stuff done, right?
Well, how do you do that when you have your New York and California and Nevada left-wing liberals that just, how do you get things through to them people?
Well, be tenacious, right? Be what you said you were going to be. Roll up the sleeves and get her done. Talk's cheap. That's my only point. And I think on the coal stuff, that's a prime example because you have Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, who's been pretty forceful on that whole deal. And she's not co-sponsored the legislation that he and Senator Hoeven have out. So there's more that she could do, but there's a lot of political posturing going on. But, Dave, I appreciate you. Are you a first-time caller, Dave?
No, I've called in before.
All right. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling. Do it again, okay? Others waiting? More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We call What's on Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind. First-time callers go to the front of the line today, so let's Sven Snerdly know you are a first-time caller when you call today, and we'll get you to the front of the line. What do you think about a year-round campus? Think of that idea of students having the option of attending school all year long. We're talking about higher education and an announcement this week from the University of Mary. And I want one of these T-shirts. University of Mary, year-round campus, a place for all seasons. Monsignor Jim Shea, the president of the University of Mary, joins us to talk about this announcement that came on Thursday this week. Monsignor, nice to have you back. How are you?
Scott, great. It's always nice to hear you. Thanks for having me.
I like the T-shirts, too, by the way.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll send you one.
Year-round campus, a place for all seasons. In all seriousness, this is sort of a sign of the times, isn't it?
Well, it's a revolutionary thing. I think, Scott, anybody who's paying attention to the world of higher ed knows that there are serious questions being asked in the media, in research, on the blogs, in the national conversation. There are questions being asked about cost, about time to completion, and about student loan debt. These are concerns which are calling into question the value proposition of higher education. You know, the cost of higher ed has far outpaced the national growth in income. Time to completion, the Department of Education is telling us that for many students who's going for a 4-year degree, 5, 6, 7 years, and student loan debt is crushing. It's at $1.2 trillion, which is more than credit card debt in this country. And we know how crushing levels of student loan debt, unhealthy levels of debt, really sabotages the lives of young people. And so we knew that there needed to be a vigorous and energetic and creative response. And so we've announced the nation's first true year-round campus.
When you say the nation's first true year-round campus, what differentiates what University of Mary will offer its students from other schools?
Well, here's the thing. It's always been possible to get a 4-year degree. And so, you know, here's the gist of it. I just want to lay it out right in front. The idea is to have a 4-year bachelor's degree in about 2.5 years and a master's degree in 4 years. Those are the options that we're presenting to students who want to participate in this. It's always been possible to get a 4-year bachelor's degree in less than 4 years by various things, taking summer school or taking overload classes, being very disciplined, all of those things. But what the concept behind this is that we're simply adding a full summer semester of classes, meaning that students don't have to break their back. They don't have to take a larger credit load in order to participate in the program. During the summer, they're taking a normal, reasonable course load, just like they do during the other semesters. Instead of working, during the summer. And so we're moving those 2 summers of employment around to the back end when they're earning a real living wage. You see what I'm saying? It's more efficient. And so we've done the calculations on it, Scott. It looks like the lifetime incremental earnings, the lifetime incremental savings, and the reduction in student loan debt make a lifetime financial impact of students who participate in a year-round campus at $320,000, and students who get a 4-year master's degree, more than $500,000. Isn't that something?
It is. I mean, I was struck by the math, too, that that says, you know what? This is something to seriously consider, and obviously you're going to have the traditional options there for folks that want to continue to do it the way they've done it. But I think two things. One, that math will awaken a lot of people to seriously considering this change. And I also wonder, especially in North Dakota, where the critical nature of getting workers into the workforce, I mean, this is the right place and the right time on both fronts, is it not?
The North Dakota aspect is absolutely essential to this because we're finding, as all the colleges and universities are finding, that students are reasonably and increasingly hesitant to spend 4 years in college when coming right out of high school in Western North Dakota. They're able to get a pretty darn good job. And so that's a tempting choice. It's a tempting thing to set aside a college education in order to do that for the short-term gain of it. And so as we thought about it, we realized that this was a real helpful way to address all of these problems. And in North Dakota particularly, and think about it. So I was walking around on our campus this summer, Scott. And, you know, we've got more than 1,000 beds at the University of Marion. We're in this super compressed real estate market. I say that it's the most compressed real estate market in the history of the world since Bethlehem on Christmas Eve. I mean, it's hard to find a place to lay your head. But we have 1,000 beds that sit empty for four. We have 1,000 beds that sit empty for 4 months every year. And a dining hall that's made for students, and universities are made for students. And so we went back and looked at the history of higher education. We looked at how the current academic year calendar was formulated for the English aristocracy, and later after the GI Bill, how that calendar was maintained for the specific purpose of the agricultural year. But both of those realities aren't really for our students today. Our students at the University of Mary aren't upper crust English aristocrats who have all the time in the world to get their degree and who spend their summers at big estates in the countryside. And they're also not, most of them aren't farm kids like I was, hauling bales and making hay and picking rocks and shoveling chicken coops. Most of them are working at Dairy Queen. And they're working at Dairy Queen to keep themselves a little bit occupied and to save up some money to bring down those costs of education. But that's an inefficient way. And if we can, those summers get super expensive. And we think we have a sacred trust as a university to help students to see that. And so here in North Dakota particularly, this makes all the sense in the world. But it's not a fast track. It's not an accelerated program. It's a full, vibrant, and it's not a sleepy summer session like every university or college has. It's a full, vibrant summer experience, which will have a special sparkle to it. And they're going the 8 consecutive semesters that any bachelor's degree student gets, but they're out in 2.5 years. It's amazing.
I also like the fact that obviously there is a growing narrative, pretty factually based, that college education just costs too much, and it has not evolved to a 21st century workforce model. So therefore, you know, costs too much, takes too long to get there, and is more and more being viewed as not a proper return on investment. So this sort of very forward leaning, ahead of the curve kind of thinking. Do you anticipate other schools following your lead here?
Well, I don't know what will happen. I think universities and colleges have a sacred responsibility, an earnest, honest responsibility to talk to students about their future. But I have something to say about colleges and universities evolving to meet workforce needs. One of the things that we have to be cautious about, when people talk about this issue, they talk in such a pragmatic way. In other words, they say, let's get it all online. Let's get it together. Let's leave out all of this sort of human formation stuff. Let's leave out the students aren't interested, and it's not good for them to have that sort of college experience. We need to prepare them for the workforce. And in fact, our colleges need to be not places for preparation for life, but really a place for preparation for jobs. We don't believe that at the University of Mary. And so it's we love and we support online learning options. We love and support all of these other creative ways that students are able to get a degree in real time, whether holding another job and all of that. But we think that there's a place for the formation and nurture and education of young people at that delicate and very important moment of their lives when they're 18, 19, 20 years old. This gives us an opportunity to both meet workforce concerns in a responsible fiscal way and to maintain that important human formative aspect. We don't want to let go of that. We don't want to do something simply pragmatic. We want to do something beautiful. And this allows us to give them the full college experience without weighing their lives down in an unreasonable way and setting them off into the world with a debt that they're not able to manage and that sabotages their dreams. You see what I'm saying, Scott? I'm
trying to explain that. I do. And I think what you're doing is giving an option that is a third way, that because more and more folks are saying, I don't have the time to do it in the traditional way. Right. Yet you're saying that's an extraordinarily important part of their formation. So you're giving them an option that doesn't exist elsewhere to do have it both have their cake and eat it too.
We believe that we can intensify actually the formative aspect of education in that way. Students will still have reasonable vacation. They'll have their Christmas break. They'll have a break on either side of the summer semester. They've got Easter. They've got Thanksgiving. And so students who participate in the year-round campus, Scott, they'll still have about 7 weeks off a year, which is plenty in my mind. They'll have 7 weeks off a year. But the way that we're going about this allows them to really dig in. And they're not when we're doing the formative work, we find that the summertime sometimes is a time of regression in terms of learning, in terms of formation. You know, they drool a lot of stuff out into the couch over the summer. And so it's great to have them more intensively so that the formation and the education that we offer is more focused and they walk away actually with more. And so and that's all part of a different philosophy of higher education. The idea in this country that university studies should be the last gasp of adolescence, the whole animal house model of college, that's really unhealthy, and I think it's crippling our society. And it doesn't mesh with American values. It doesn't mesh with Christian values. And University of Mary is a Christian Catholic university. We believe university is not the last gasp of adolescence. It's the beginning of adulthood. And when you're an adult, you don't lay around in the sun for 4 months a year. You've got your sleeves rolled up, and you're going at it. You're after life.
Very well said. America's Leadership University leading once again on higher education and fascinating announcement this week. Game changer that we'll watch very closely. Monsignor, thanks for the time for sharing some of the details with us and our audience.
I'm so very grateful to you, Scott. Thanks for having me on. Always good to talk to you.
Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, on a game changer this week. What do you think of that? Are you kidding me? I think it's fantastic. I really do. And I see it being a very important cog in a wheel as we go forward, especially here. Cheryl in Bismarck's been waiting to weigh in on the Constitution. I have about a minute for you, Cheryl, before our break. Go ahead. Take it away. What's on your mind?
Good. Thank you so much for your program. Thank you for letting me air my grievances with our legislators in Washington. My statement is, birds of a feather flock together. Not only did Heidi Heitkamp stand behind Landrieu from Louisiana, who was against and against and against and against and against the pipeline, well, now we switch and change our story. So did Hovind. He's standing behind Mitch McConnell, really, really close behind Mitch McConnell every time I see him on TV. And Mitch McConnell changed his story 3 times in 4 days. He was against immigration, then he was going to make maybe some changes, but we needed a 60% majority vote. These people will say whatever it takes to stay in office, to hang out with the elites, and they can lie and know, and I'll use the word lie, and know they will never get punished for what they say. Same with the Gruberism. We all know now.
There's a new term, Gruberism. I like that. Cheryl, thank you for telling us what's on your mind. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltex electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltex electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Yankton Canvas. Servicing the Fargo and Jamestown areas. Call them in Jamestown at 701-252-6927.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own two feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Before 10, first-time caller. We're still looking for a first-time caller for this hour. It'll be our Cloverdale Bacon winner of a four-pack. Oh, can't you just smell that bacon right now? It could be yours, ladies and gentlemen. So simple as a phone call. Just let Sven Snerdly know you're a first-time caller. And the next first-time caller in this segment, free bacon. We're just going to cut to the chase. 800-228-0550. So make today the day you take the plunge, okay? We're brought
That's
to you
really
by our friends.
Sven Snerdly, by the way, is it? I mean, this is actually Sven's brother, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a cousin
Ole
or something. Snerdly. Yeah, there you go. Ole Sven Snerdly. I don't know. BNSF Railway is hiring thousands of new employees this year. Over 400 people have been hired right here in North Dakota alone. If you're interested in learning more about a career in the railroad industry, you can go to bnsf.com/careers. And when you go there, you'll find a lot more about who they are, about the military-friendly employer that BNSF is, the hiring process, current employees. You can you know, actually click state by state, region by region, look at the jobs that are available. So check that out at bnsf.com, again, /careers. All right, University of Mary offering year-round classes. We chatted with the president of the University of Mary, Monsignor Jim Shea. What do you think about that? Matt says, excellent idea. Todd says, same, excellent idea. An empty building during the summer is an expense rather than income generating. It's better for the student and the college. Dustin says, the less time it takes to graduate, the less debt is racked up, the less the students have to rely on parents to live. Sounds like a great plan. Too bad the public system didn't think this way. But they're more worried about milking every student and putting them in massive debt to care about that. All right. That's what you think about it. Here is a call that came in during the break as well on a previous conversation.
Oh, Heitkamp's comments. Gag me with a spoon. I think I just had a sugar overdose.
All right. Gag me with a spoon. That might be a new reaction.
Valley Girl came out in 82 or whatever. Holy cow.
Been a long time. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We've got some thumbs up and some thumbs down on Heidi Heitkamp's comments saying, now be careful with your language and give Democrats credit for that Keystone XL pipeline, too. You tell us what you think. He's traveling today. Gary wanted to weigh in here. Gary, how are you?
Oh, okay. Hey, I got a question. I just barely caught the last comment on that Maryland school district. What's the deal with that?
All right, so here's the deal. It's the largest school district in Maryland, and a request came before the school district to say, we'd like you to recognize a Muslim holiday. They said, no thanks, we're going to dump Christmas and Easter from the school calendar as well. So they basically said, any religious holiday, we're scrubbing it from the calendar to go religious neutral.
And it's because of Muslims?
Well, I don't know. Basically, a Muslim group came forward and asked them to recognize a Muslim holiday. And rather than do that, they decided just to get rid of all reference to religious holidays. That was the decision they made.
Oh,
Montgomery
crazy.
County, Maryland.
That's really crazy.
Go ahead.
Don't you think something like that'll snowball?
It'll do what?
It'll snowball into other school districts. All these school districts try to just cut out all our holidays. You know, I think that'd be devastating to the school district.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's political correctness disease in my mind. Ken's on the road, too, listening. Go ahead, Ken. What's on your mind?
Well, what I think is we should put God back into this country and not worry about who we're offending by it.
There's a novel concept, huh? Yes, I can, loud and clear. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Ken. Appreciate the call. Mark, let's talk about housing at college from Bismarck. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. When I was... I had a summer internship a number of years ago when I was at UND. I didn't have a place to stay. I didn't want to sign a six-month or year lease. And I contacted Bismarck State College, asked if there were any rooms available, and they accommodated me for the entire summer with a dorm room. And how many other students were in that dorm, I don't remember. There were some. But what a great savings, the convenience that was for Bismarck State to allow it. Again, that was a number of years ago, but still, I really appreciated them literally opening the doors.
Yeah, and in that case, it meant, you know, obviously probably not a lot of people taking advantage of that. What about having them actually do what University of Mary is doing, offering a summer semester? Like that idea? Others have. Another Mark, traveling, listening on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just passing Glendive here, and I listen to the Monsignor, and I've been involved in education for 50 years, and I cannot remember any time during those 50 years that a person could not go to summer school. My father-in-law got his master's degree going to summer school. I went to summer school. This is nothing but an opportunity to hike the university. And to say that a year and a half extra, he's saying get your degree in 2.5 years, and you'll save $300,000. So if you'd go to school for an extra year and a half, it would cost you $300,000?
No, what he's saying is the study proves out that, you know, getting into the workforce quicker with less debt over the life of your career, a $322,000 difference is what he's saying. He didn't say it would save that much in education, Mark. Appreciate your call.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Buy one, get one. Who doesn't love a deal like that? Especially when it's at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. That's right. Buy one night, stay another free in any room or condo, Sunday through Thursday, now through November, at Chase on the Lake. And Chase offers a great experience. Plenty to do for the whole family. Maybe lakeside dining with the finest cuisine on the North Shore. How about some bowling or indoor swimming pool, hiking and mountain biking trails, and so much more. They have it all. And the rooms are a relaxation paradise. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Do me a favor. Go to the website. Just take a tour around. You'll see this beautiful resort. You want to book immediately. Don't miss out on this great opportunity and fantastic savings. Book today while there's still rooms available. Call 888-CHASE-06, toll-free 888-CHASE-06, or check out their website, ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Buy one night, stay another night, free any room or condo at Chase on the Lake. Relax.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary, going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.